The pool is full of kids, swimming laps and practicing strokes. Three coaches stand at the end of the lanes, and five swimmers hop out of the pool. Wearing swim caps and goggles, they walk barefoot into the lobby.
It's the best of the best, basically.
Pacific Ricky is in fourth grade. She's been swimming since she was six, and this is her first year competing in the state's Junior Olympics. She'll be hopping in the pool for several races.
200 free, 500 free, 100 breast, 50 breast, 100 back, 50 back.
I don't know, I love it because it works all your muscles, and it's just been always my favorite hobby.
Rio Ross Hirsch is also a longtime swimmer. She's in fifth grade now. She and Ricky are part of a group of five swimmers that qualified for the Anchorage meet. Jackie St. Clair is one of their coaches. She's overseeing some younger swimmers at this practice. But she also works with the older racers, the ones competing this weekend. And she's done some swimming in Haines herself.
I used to be a swimmer. I was a dolphin. I've been to JOs, so I know how exciting it is being up there and what an accomplishment it is to get those times to go up there.
For their age group, the Junior Olympics is the highest level race in the state. Jim Green has been working with the team for around 8 years. He says it's been some time since the Dolphins have sent this many athletes to the top race. The other swimmers going are fourth grader Lucia Chapel.
It's fun and it makes me feel really good when I achieve a goal, like getting the best time or I qualify for a meet like JO's.
Emma Dorn, who's also in fourth grade.
Since I was born in Alaska, my mom wanted to put me into the water early. So when I started on the swim team, I just liked it, so I just kept going.
And fifth grader Leo Wald, who really likes backstroke. The team has grown up swimming together. It's clear they're good friends that support each other, like to laugh together, and tease each other.
Just nervous about swimming in Anchorage.
Nervous about swimming against me.
Dorn says they've been working hard to prepare for the big meet.
We've been swimming really hard, doing really hard workouts, and doing dry lands.
They sort of groan at the mention of dry lands, which they say include exercises like burpees, push-ups, and sit-ups. Coach St. Clair says they've been doing more than physical training to get ready.
We've just had a lot of talks about teamwork and lifting each other up. And at this point in the season, best times don't matter so much. Just going up to JOs is such a big accomplishment. So, you know, no matter how they do up there, we're going to be totally elated for them.
And there's one thing they do to get pumped up before racing. The group of five all had the same answer about what music they listen to. Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes.
We just go dun, 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 dun.
In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
I'm gonna fight them all. A Seven Nation Army couldn't hold me back.